Okay, this week's selection again comes from the Kutei Sichos in Krach Aleph. So here we go. Yesod HaKol Kabbalas Ol. The foundation behind everything is Kabbalas Ol, accepting Hashem. So he starts off, the Rebbe begins with the name of the Parsha Shemini, as you know, many times discussing the significance of the name. So he says, Parsha Shemini Matchila B'tiur HaDevorim Shenasu B'yoyim HaShemini L'Miluim. So begin by describing what happened on the eighth day after the Shivas Yimei Miluim. La'acher Shivas Yom HaKoidmim Shebehem Hikimu V'pirku Es HaMishkan B'chol Yom. They would set up and take down the Mishkan every single day. Hikimu Oisos Oifiz B'yoyim HaShemini. And finally, on the eighth day, V'az Haschol L'maisa Avodis HaMishkan. Then we began, and so to speak, we're open for business. After Abituim Hakadoshim, Hamiyuchedes Shel Hayoyim Hazeh, Haya Be'esh Sheyarda Min Hashemayim. One of the expressions of the holiness, the uniqueness of this day, was that a fire came down from Shemayim. Va'olches Korbanos Shalo Aaron Uvonav, and it consumed the Korbanos that Aaron and his sons brought. According to the pasuk, Ve'teitze Eish Milfnei Hashem, Toiches Hamizbeach, Al Hamizbeach Es Ha'olav Es Ha'chalavim, Ve'ar Kol Ha'am Ve'yironenu Ve'iblu Apanehem. They saw and they fell on their faces. Zehaye echad haragayim hagedolim and his gavim hamadim et malto shel hayoyim hashmini. This is one example of the amazing levels that were achieved on this day. The Hemshech HaParsha, later on, super alam is Misas Nadav and Avihu. So we know the tragic death of Nadav and Avihu is also in this week's Parsha. The two sons of Aaron. Sibas Misosam Muzberez Bedarga Gavoyesh Shebo Omdu. Because on the high level they were at, Petashuka Atsuma Shel Nefesh El HaKadusha HaLokis HaEin Sofis. They had this desire to literally attach themselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ad Teshukasam. This Teshuka they had. Hevia Oysan Lidei Klois HaNefesh. That literally their soul had just expired as a result of this longing, this divine ecstasy. So from the fact that you have to be warned about klois hanefesh, not to let your neshama expire in divine ecstasy, so what this does is illustrates the amazing, exalted level they were at on the day of the Yom Shmini for the Miluim. Okay, now, continues. Ba'osa parsha mamash, in that parsha she hit chilab shech memaimid konela shebo amdu b'nei Yisrael, this huge level, matchila Torah, the Torah begins, lifareit esa behemas ha-taharos ha-tameos. Then the Torah goes through later on and discusses and lists which animals are tahora and which animals are tameh. Ad shehi magia le-isra achila shkotiv ramoshim, till it gets to discussing about eating these disgusting, creepy, crawly things. Adam hamesugal echol shkotim ramoshim. A person would eat something like this, these disgusting bugs. Nimsa bedarga namucha biyoser, is on a very low madrega. In contrast to the beginning, shmini right klesa nefesh, and now you're eating bugs. Shekain eila devarim she nafsho she adam kotsa behem. He's quoting from the Ramban al Hatara that the person is repulsed by these things. So we're going from one extreme to the other. Vegam al pi hasechel enoshi, human intellect dictates sheim devarim meusim. This is just it's a mias. It's disgusting. Im yesh tzorach lahasir kach, you have to tell me not to do something that's so repulsive. Zu hachocha shemedubur beanoshim shenimtzoim bedarga nechusa beyoisa, people in a very, very low madrega. So we ask a question: Ketzad yitochin shazhara zu alachias shkatzer moshim bo behemshech yasher letchilas haparsho? How did you get to this? We started off Nadav and Avihu klesa nefesh expiring, and now we're talking about not eating disgusting, repulsive insects. Shabbat super al hamayim and hakodesh hanela shabbat amdu bnei Yisrael. So we go like this: Ela dover ze noed lamdenu es chashivu so shel kabbalas ol. From here we see and we learn the lesson how important and intrinsic and essential it is to have in life kabbalas ol, accepting Hashem. The itin didme she kabbalas ol nechutza rak shel ha'omdim bedarga nemucha. Person might think, you know, you have to accept this when you're in a very low madrega. Kish ein adam avas Hashem. I'm not really feeling the love today. I don't really feel inspired. I'm feeling blah. I wish I'd stayed in bed for another 3 hours. Mitzi ma'un ledavik bo. I don't feel any, thirst to connect to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. When I'm on a big madrega, I don't need that anymore. Meaning, the half a meaning you might have thought is that I only need to accept Hashem when I'm on a low level, but not when I'm steiging. I'm feeling it. I'm sensing this. So the Torah now comes and teaches a very important life lesson. Namely, Shekabalas ol hi yesoid v'shorsh kol ha'avoida. It's always there, from the lowest levels to the highest levels. For Adam nizkak lekabalas ol gam kishu oimi bedarga hel yoina biyoser. And even when a person is on a high, high level, nevertheless, there always has to be this kabalas ol. Oser shavodes Hashem tizbaseis ach v'rak al havona v'regesh. It cannot be that my serving Hashem is based upon my understanding, my limited, puny human intellect, or my feelings. I'm inspired right now, so I'm going to yes serve God. I'm not inspired, so I'm going to sleep in. Even if my feelings and my havanas are very elevated. Let's say I'm a super genius. I'm the Rogachev, right? I've got a brain that's like, you know, beyond any comprehension. Nevertheless, depending on where you are, who you are, always has to be Kabbalah soul. Im chalila ein la'adam Kabbalah soul. And if God forbid a person does not have this important, indispensable character trait of Kabbalah soul, yochel yitzayim matzav, sheyipum hadarga ha'yoyin l'biyoyser, v'yizdarda b'matamati, lower and lower and lower, ad shegi l'dei achilas shkotzev ramoshim chas v'sham, until a person could go to the lowest level of eating something disgusting. L'chein, therefore, gam b'hadargas ha'gavoyis b'yoyser, even the highest levels, shalehim misaperes parsha shmini, which is what we're talking about. Parsha shmini, this is, again, the gilish shchina, etc. Nidrash ha'yesoid shel kabbalas ol. It always requires to have this kabbalas ol, v'zeh haderech lama ad eson, to stand strong, but maimed haruchani, in a spiritual way, hanele v'lo lipol chalila, not to God forbid, fall down. It's just a very important and life lesson that regardless of where we are holding right now, we have to always remind ourselves that I'm doing the mitzvos because this is what Hashem commanded me to do. And this applies whether I'm inspired, this implies where I'm uninspired. This applies whether I'm on a very exalted level, the davening is going well, the learning is going well, it's Shabbos, it's Yom Tov, I'm feeling the inspiration, Rava de Ravin. And this applies even when I'm on a very low level, where there's even a hav mean to eat something so disgusting and non-kosher. Just want to end off with a little article I found on Chabad.org. It's written by a rabbi, Aaron Moss. He's written some amazing things. He has a question someone wrote in about why he doesn't feel inspired. And he writes, do you remember how you learned to ride a bike? Your first bicycle was fitted with training wheels on both sides to keep you from tipping over. The training wheels allowed you to get the feel of riding the bike and build confidence. You felt so good, speeding along and never falling. Then, just as you started to get comfortable, your parents removed the training wheels and told you to get on the bike and ride. So you got on, rode for half a second, lost your balance and fell flat. How can I ride without training wheels, you thought. But your parents insisted that you try again. So you did, and again you fell. Your frustration built up to the point where you were ready to give in. You may have wondered why your parents took off the training wheels in the first place. But had they not, you never would learn to ride your bike all on your own. It's harder to ride without training wheels, but then it's really you riding the bike, using your own skill rather than depending on outside help. You may fall a few times, but as long as you get back up and keep pedaling, eventually you get your balance and the bike rides smoothly along the road. When someone gets in touch with their Jewishness for the first time, there's a thrill and excitement unlike anything else in the world. The initial inspiration is a little helping hand from God, spiritual training wheels that help us start the journey. But once we get the hang of it, once we've advanced along the spiritual path and ready to go deeper, the training wheels are removed and we ride on our own. The inspiration disappears, the motivation fades, and we're left dangling. Here's the real test. When the excitement wears off, there are those who drop out of the spiritual life. They think the fun is over, the spiritual stuff isn't for me, and they move on. If we do that, then we miss the chance to go to the next level, to connect our souls through our own efforts. Precisely the moment when the inspiration fizzles out is when the real soul work begins. Rather than being propped up by divinely created inspiration, we have to look within and start riding on inspiration that we create ourselves. The spiritual path has to become ours, something we work for and earn. We'll fall again, but every fall brings a chance to take things to a new level. Keep on pedaling, inspired or not, and you'll advance further and further in your soul's journey. Feeling uninspired? Your training wheels are off. You don't need them anymore. Get up and ride. What a beautiful idea to connect to with our learning of Likutei Sichos and Parshas Shmini. Wishing everybody a wonderful week, a week full of Kabbalas Ol.